whiten your clothes.
Oh, I see.
And then you hang them up.
And then would you put that in there after you had got all the soap out of it? And
after you wash it in the second water.
Uh-huh,
then you
uh-huh.
take and put it in your wrench water.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the blowing in the wrench
mm-hmm.
water before you
mm-hmm.
put your clothes mm-hmm. in the wrench mm-hmm. water.
Well, now, did people ever take their clothes out to be washed
to different domestic people? Yes, uh-huh. the white people used to bring their clothes
uh-huh.
to be washed and ironed,
and
they would wash them and iron. Yes, on this.
Now, would that be before they had laundries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yes. Uh huh.
And in later years, then you do remember they start having
the laundries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 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 But now, a house. Would those shotgun houses have a porch on the front usually?
Some of them would.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a small porch.
They would.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. They put their rocking chairs out and put them on the porch. Yeah.
Well, to get from the ground up to the porch, you'd say you have to walk up the
steps.
If the porches were high,
uh-huh.
you had high steps,
uh-huh.
you would have to go up. Sometimes they would have a wooden banister.
Oh, they would?
Yeah, if they were elderly people, to
uh-huh.
help them to hold on to this uh-huh. banister to keep from falling.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if there were a person had a two-story house, to go from the first floor to the second floor, they'd have to go up the
stairway.
Oh, did people, mostly the houses, would they be have on the outside, would they be have those overlapping boards on the outside?
Mm-hmm.
Weatherboarding or siding, have you ever heard of?
They would have weatherboarding like the weatherboarding these houses have
these
now.
These houses have now,
uh-huh.
so it's not,
uh-huh.
any different.
Uh-huh. But they didn't know nothing about the siding now.
They didn't
have the siding.
They just had
wooden frame houses.
Uh-huh.
And some of them would have screen porches.
Oh, they would?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Most of their siding was tongue groove siding where it go together. You know, when you put it up,
uh-huh.
the board on the outside, you drive it up and set the other piece up under there, and then at the bottom, you nail it all off and nail it together.
And nail it all together that way. And that'd be the kind of thing. What about covering the top of the house? What would the...
Now... Some people would use tar paper, and some would use tin.
Uh-huh.
That's what they would call roofing paper.
Uh-huh.
Well, I just say roofing paper.
Uh-huh. And now if it was tin, they said they had a
tin roof house.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about the little things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off? What would...
They didn't have it.
They didn't have it?
Mm-mm.
Now, what do you call them nowadays?
You call them gutters.
Have you ever, sometimes when there's a house that's in an L shape, and there's a low place where the two parts of the roof come together. Do you know what that's called? They have houses like that.
Well, it made something like the part of this church here.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh.
No, Mary, they did have a name for it, but I've forgotten what they call those.
Turn up the wood house. Now, this is, this next part, this has to do with things out in the country. And I don't think you're going to know much about them, although since you did pick cotton, you may.
Yeah. If I don't, he do.
Part of what this is about is to see the difference.